So I'm here to sort of bring together a lot of the things we've been talking about, and we're just going to pick up that theme of God's amazing plan together. We're going to look a bit about God's creation, and we're going to look a bit about Jesus and how everything comes together as God's amazing plan. Now, the verse you heard earlier, there were 14 verses read out. They were written a long time ago by a king. He was also a poet, and he wrote a lot of music. And King David, back in the Old Testament, thought about how amazing God is, how amazing God could make the universe, could make the big things, could make the small things, even the things that we normally can't see. And he thought about himself being inside his mum's tummy. And he said, God, I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. You saw my bones being formed as I took shape in my mother's body. And we read that earlier. And that sort of got me thinking, you know, as we came here today, all of us have been babies at some point in our mum's tummy. And for many of us, there's probably a picture a wee bit like this one behind me. Does anyone know what that's called? Some smaller person. Anyone know what that type of picture is called? Anna?
A baby picture,
yes. Yes. Maybe we need to ask Dr. Crazy. Dr. Crazy, what is that picture called? It's an ultrasound. So now with all the technology, with everything we have, we're able to look inside and we're able to see how a baby grows in its mother's tummy, something that could never happen in the past. But back in the Bible, King David recognized that this was something amazing that God allowed to happen. And we're going to look a bit more about that. So just thinking about babies and how amazing God is, do you know when each of us was in the baby, was in the womb, we were able to yawn. We were able to smile. There's pictures now of how babies have smiles go across their face. And even a baby has to learn to pee inside the womb. This is all part of God's design to allow a baby to be ready to be born and to live. So God is amazing. And there's other things about God's creation that are amazing. Does anyone have a hamster at home or a gerbil? Guinea pigs, yep. So there's different people have animals. This is an animal called a long-eared jerboa, and it has the most outsized ears on the planet. So its ears are so big, they are 1.3 times the length of their head, of its head. Now, that's quite strange, you might think, but God has designed this animal, and it's just tiny, so its ears allow it to cool down in the very, very hot weather. They're like giant radiators. That's quite amazing. And then something really, really big. The sun, which we all have seen, is over 100 times the diameter of the earth. The sun is 100 times fatter than the earth and is 93 million miles away from the earth. And yet, as God has made it, the sun is big enough to keep us warm, to give us daylight, to allow plants to grow, to do everything we need to stay alive. And we look at that and we can say God is amazing. But there's two things I want you to remember at this point in the service. God made you, each one of us here. And the second thing, God loves you. If you are the smallest child here to the oldest adult, God loves you. And those are two important things to remember. But now there's something sad as well, something that is not amazing, because most of us are aware that our world is broken. This is what I've called our sad fact number one. So there's pollution, there is tsunamis, earthquakes, volcanoes. Not everything is perfect. We get sick. So not everything is amazing. Why is that? And then there's another sad fact, not just the big things, but the little things. Children and adults fight with each other, say things that hurt each other, do things that are wrong. That's not amazing. So how do we figure all this out? How can everything be so amazing and yet so sad all at the same time? Well, the Bible tells us, if we were to go to different parts of the Bible, and as you know in Coney's and Junior's and Lighthouse, we have a heart problem. There's something wrong with us inside, because God made everything good. He said it was very good. It was amazing. But God gave us rules to live by. So the Coney's tonight, they stood up here, and they all lined up and they said the Ten Commandments. And all of us, we think, if everybody in the world kept those Ten Commandments, What an amazing place this would be. And yet we can't do it, no matter how hard we try. You couldn't even go one day without breaking some part of those Ten Commandments. And the hard truth is that God, if he's to have a perfect world, has to get rid of anything that breaks the rules. And that includes people like us that break the rules. That's a hard, hard thing to hear. God must punish rule breakers. And God has said that the way that will happen is that anybody that sins will die. That's a hard thing to hear. But you got to remember our facts. God made you, God loves you, and God has a plan to rescue you. God is our Father, he's our Creator. And he's not going to leave us here just to sin and then to be punished. So he sent Jesus, our amazing rescuer. And we've talked about him and sung about him tonight. Jesus, like us, was born as a baby. But unlike us, Jesus lived a perfect life. And he died for the wrong things we did and other people have done as well. But because Jesus was God, he came alive again. So when he died, he wasn't punished forever. He came alive again. And Jesus is God's present for any one of you boys and girls or grown-ups that will take it. So what should we do? We can say sorry for the wrong things we've done. And we can say thank you to Jesus. And when we do that, Jesus comes and lives inside us. And some of our boys and girls, some of our Lighthouse youth have even shown the cards tonight where they've shown the difference that Jesus makes in their life. As Jesus starts to fix our broken lives, he starts with us and he changes us. And here in a church, we're not perfect. But each one of us in the church that has had this happen where Jesus comes and lives inside us knows that our life has started to change. And then we do what he tells us. We read our Bible and we tell others all about Jesus. And we look forward to the day where Jesus will one day fix our broken world. And here on Hamilton Road, for our kids and for our adults, we think that is absolutely amazing. And we just want to share it with the kids and share it with you